Good morning, everybody. This is Judith. I hope you're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, yeah, yesterday was impromptu. It upset a lot of people. I wasn't up trying to upset people. I'm certainly not ever trying to embarrass my mom. I chuckled a little bit at the end of the recording because I knew she was fine. But that's how she treats me. And so I was laughing because it's like, oh, this is her response whenever you do anything she doesn't want you to do. And in this instance, it was cleaning up, you know, just tons of urine and the smell and, you know, changing her clothes. And she just didn't want to do it. And she lets you know. She is very vocal and she's strong. She can punch you. So she's what people call combative. So apparently that's slowing down the respite process. They only want people who are mostly catatonic, you know, but by the time your person gets to that place, especially with Alzheimer's, you know, the caregiver probably could use 3 or 4 respite trips. So we'll figure something out. I got to take a weekend or something because I'm exhausted. And, you know, yesterday my mom found some old dental work. She used to have these partials that she would put in her mouth. I don't know what's gone on with these things because she's worn them for years. But it was her thing. I never paid any attention. And one day she had pulled one out. And so I just put it in the bathroom. And I should have thrown it in the trash can. This thing, at some point yesterday afternoon, her mouth just started bleeding. And it was little bits at first. And then she just started spitting up clots. And I'm like, what is happening? So I call hospice. The nurse is still out. So she comes by. We can't see anything. Mom won't let us look in her mouth. And I'm like, I tried looking in her mouth. Anyway, so the hospice nurse leaves. Nothing's resolved. And then I go in her bathroom, I think to clean or something. And I look and I notice that metal piece that came out of her mouth, her partial, is not in the cup where I left it. So at some point yesterday, she jammed it back in her mouth. And I don't know what's going on with her pain tolerance, because she can do things that are extremely painful and she doesn't stop. So like, she has put earrings into her ear where there weren't holes. Okay, she's done that in both ears. And then it's like later on, she's like, oh, my ear is bothering me. And I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, that's not the hole for your ears, your earring. Like, you just put a whole new hole in your ear. So she has a really high pain tolerance. It's very strange. So she just was bleeding and still eating. And then the blood started to clot, and I'm like, what is happening? She was spitting up blood clots. I'm like, what is going on? And then when I realized she had put that thing back in her mouth, then it was a negotiation to get the thing out of her mouth. Please open your mouth. Please open your mouth. Please show me how to do this. Eventually some inspiration came to me, and she finally opened her mouth. Now, I'm telling you this, and it's taking 5 seconds. It literally took 3 hours. This was an all afternoon thing. I got home from work. Thankfully, I had already worked 8 hours. And I was like, what is going on? And usually I can get a few more hours work in. And she was just, you know, inconsolable. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then when I went to her room and she handed me like a trash can full of blood, I was like, okay, something's going on. And then finally I figured it all out. And it was this, because when something like that's happening, I didn't know if she'd lost a tooth. I didn't know what was going on. And, you know, finally got that out of her mouth. And when you look at the thing, it's just metal. All metal. It looks like it was made in medieval times. And I'm sure it has loosened up over the years, and those spikes just dig into her mouth. Horrible, horrible. I felt terrible for her because, I mean, she was really miserable. But she finally let me take the thing out of her mouth, and, you know. But these are the things that we go through. And like I said, I wasn't trying to make anybody feel sorry for me or embarrass my mom. But this is what's coming. I can't speak on all the other stuff. I don't know. The world seems like a crazy, crazy shit show. And I stand by that. But I do know that there are going to be a lot of senior citizens and they're going to be sick. And they're going to have different types of diseases. Many of them will have Alzheimer's or dementia. And it's going to be a nightmare for families. Because if you don't have a bunch of people you can count on to help you, like physically get out there and help clean her butt or help clean their home, help buy the food, help do all the stuff. If you don't have any help, you need a plan. And you need to start planning now. And so, you know, if you're talking to your mom and she says something weird, and you're like, wait a minute, you know, especially if they're ticking from their 70s into their 80s. For my mom, that was I think she had had some other things going on with her brain and her processes before that, but it was when she turned 79 to 80, she couldn't hide it anymore. It was obvious that she was having some what they call cognitive decline. And so then it just snowballs. It goes into like, okay, you forgot to pay your bills, I'll take over your bills. Oh, you can't sit through the whole paying your taxes yourself anymore, okay, I'll do your taxes. Oh, you can't drive yourself to the doctor, I'll drive you to the doctor. Oh, you left the doctor without, you know, getting your next appointment, I'll start sitting in these appointments with you. That's the type of person that I am. Now, I recognize there are going to be a lot of people who are like, I'm not going to buy, I am not fitting to do any of that. I'm not going to be doing any of that. I don't want to do that. I'm going to just put her in a home. Private pay is $6,000, $7,000 a month. Oh, that's fine. I'll throw her on Medicaid. You know, there are people who will do that. I'm not one of those people. I just don't like the idea of the government in her business, in her finances. And you know, who are they to take all her money? Because when you do that, they take all of their money and give them $50 a month to live off of. So you still have to supplement everything and you still have to go visit that person probably every day. Some of these facilities aren't great, especially the Medicaid facilities. And some of the facilities you're paying 10 grand a month aren't great. You know, ultimately, no one will care for your loved one like someone who actually loves them. And that's going to be you and whoever else is willing to help you. And that's why I share these things, because I feel like I just walked right into it. Nobody told me anything. No one said it would be like this. No one, you know, I don't know anybody who was like, yo, you need to be looking out. Your mom is maybe at that age, XYZ. Like, no one said anything. And no one talks about the important things in America. It's like menopause. Half the population goes through menopause. And yet when it comes to like trying to find some information or just having someone bring it up at a doctor's appointment or anywhere, you know, I think my generation is the most vocal about it, because me and my friends are very obviously going through hot flashes. We'll tell a younger person like, hey, this may not be your future, but in case it is, you need to do X, Y, and Z. Because nobody told me, you know. So I'm on hormones. I couldn't take it anymore. 4 years of roasting and cooking like a Quick Trip gas station hot dog, I was done. You know, I was trying to wait it out and I didn't want to increase my risk of anything. But you know what? Cooking like that, it is rough. And if you do get hot flashes, you definitely want a solution for them. So anyway, like I said, yesterday, I wasn't trying to evoke sympathy for me. I just want people to understand what it's going to be like. A lot of your families are going to go through this. The numbers bear it out. This is not a Judith Culp, you know, throwing some numbers out there and, you know, I'm just guessing. I've read the research. They don't know what causes it. That's problematic. They don't have a cure for it. That's problematic. So that means a lot of people are going to get diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia and or dementia, and they will not have a cure for it. And if it makes you feel any better, or if you doubt my credibility, my point is, my dad got diagnosed in 1996 with Alzheimer's, and there have been absolutely no improvements since my mom was diagnosed in 2020. Yeah, my dad got it young, and he was 7 years older than her. So, I don't know. So you just got to hang in there and make a plan. And I'm not going to lie, the world seems like a big, giant hellscape. That's why I would recommend, like, just turning TV off, turning off social media, and just go for a walk. And just, in your world, if you're safe and things are good, and just be grateful, say your prayers, and be deeply thankful for all the good things happening to you, all the things that never happened to you. You know, there are a lot of people who are being harmed by people that they love. And then there are people being harmed by strangers. And there's no help for mental health. All these drugs are making people crazy. And they are walking around grabbing guns. And you looked at me with disrespect. And then they just shoot up a bus. We just had something like that happen here. It's crazy. It really is. It literally, like, these people are crazy. And, you know, whoever had the great idea to get rid of all public mental health spaces and to get rid of the Department of Mental Health, shame. Shame on them. Because we obviously need that kind of help. Obviously. And people are doing these hardcore drugs and they're messing up their brains and making themselves lunatics. And you shouldn't take that lightly. I mean, I've seen people have complete mental breakdowns that are just the chemical makeup of their brain. And I've seen people wig out on drugs that have changed the chemical makeup of their brain. And they both are equally alarming. So you just need to carve out your little space of the world. Be grateful for all the things that are going on that are good, that are clean, that are safe, because everybody ain't got that. And start from there. And just thank God, source, the universe, whatever you believe in. I believe in God. And go from there. Because, I mean, I'm reading about all these different dimensions and, you know, all these things that people have done and said over the years just to get famous, and how they have left themselves wide open for, like, just demonic, weird shit for people to just come pray on them. And some people look like they're here to answer your prayers, but they're really just demons. There are a lot of demons out here, people who are in it for themselves. They only want to help themselves. And some of these people straight up serve Lucifer. There's something called a Luciferian. I didn't even know that was a thing. And some famous people are obviously worshiping the devil. It's not even, they're not even trying to be subtle about it. But here's the thing. When you unleash that kind of stuff in your life, you know, that's a Pandora's box. You can't close it. You can't close it. When you invite evil into your life, you cannot get rid of it. And there's some evil people out here. A lot of evil people, actually. Some people actually. I don't remember cutting this thing off. I just looked down and it was not recording anymore. Anyway, we're in the middle of March. Weather's going to get crazy here still, I'm sure. I don't know if you guys heard me say that. That was all I had to say. I just wanted to give you guys a proper farewell and have a great day today in case that cut off. And yeah, know that I'm not out here trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to exploit anybody. I just want people to understand that this is a very real part of the American future. Our healthcare system is not equipped for all of these people that are going to be sick with all the diseases, but especially Alzheimer's. And people have been lying to you for decades, telling you there's all these resources out there. I don't know who's telling people that. But anybody who works in this area and anybody who's taking care of somebody realizes that there are very, very, very limited resources. There are not a lot of resources. Because ultimately what it boils down to is you either have the manpower to help you or you have the money. You got to have money because it's so expensive. We pay $28.95 an hour for help. And she's worth every penny. Amen. Because, yipes. But you need money. And this is not a poor people problem. This is a everybody problem. Especially if you're an only child or you're the only daughter. Good luck. You think your brother's going to come help you? And sit up and help you take care of two parents? I had some, like I told you last week, somebody was feeling sorry for me. I'm like, I'm not sure where this is stemming from. I had a great childhood. But if you're talking about this shit with my mom, this is not happening because we're poor. I'm not poor. This is not a poor people problem. This is a 99% problem. Most people just aren't going to have $7,000 a month to put somebody in a facility. A month. And then if you're lucky, you know, my neighbor was paying $10,000 a month. And they kicked her out because she couldn't walk anymore. And it's like, well, God damn, like, no mercy. Now he's paying $355 a day. That's a lot of dollars. So anyway, I share all this so people will be prepared. That's the point. I hope you have an amazing day. It's the middle of March. If you got things you're trying to get done, you need to get after it. Before you know it, March will be over. So let's go.